morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the November 28th, 2023 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. For those of you in attendance, this is what we called a quasi-judicial proceeding. Anyone who is wishing to speak in any of the two matters this morning or to give testimony, please sign in if you haven't already. All witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving any testimony. And all of these proceedings before this board will be recorded. The decisions of this board are final decisions, and that has a particular meaning in the law. Challenges to or appeals to any of these decisions must be made to the Superior Court of Chatham County. All right. May we stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Everyone be seated. First matter on the agenda this morning is the approval of the October 24th 2023 meeting minutes. Has the board had an opportunity, members of the board had an opportunity to review these minutes?
Yes.
And are there any suggested edits or changes to these minutes?
No, sir.
All right. Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve, please?
Second.
All right. By voice vote, we have a motion to approve the October 24th meeting minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Vote is unanimous. The October 24th meeting minutes are approved. All right. What am I looking at on my screen here?
The addition.
Ah. Thank you. On the consent agenda, we have the approval of the 2024 meeting calendar. Does this require a vote this morning? It does? Okay. Let me scan down, see if there's any particular problem here. Does anyone have any obvious questions about what you're seeing here on the board?
No, sir.
No.
Okay. All right. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All right. By voice vote to approve the 2024 schedule of meetings. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Very good. Move forward. First matter on the regular agenda this morning is Zero Hendry Avenue, minimum lot area variance. I believe this is the second time this matter been before the board?
Yes, sir.
Correct? All right. May we hear from staff, please?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. So this is a petition that was continued from the last meeting for Zero Hendry Avenue. And the request is for a reduction in the minimum required lot area. The subject parcel is approximately 11,000 square feet in the R1A zoning district, which requires, the R1 zoning district with an environmental overlay, which requires 15,000 square feet. You can see the subject parcel, which is at the rear of what is currently 1612 Hendry Avenue. It's this 100 by approximately 110 parcel at the rear. Again, this board kind of heard the details of the description, and we previously left off requesting some additional information on whether or not access had previously been granted, whether or not there was an easement, in essence, across the subject property to permit access to kind of this flag lot at the rear. And so staff did meet with the petitioner and also with county officials who would be involved in kind of the creation of these parcels. And we determined that no access was actually granted previously to this parcel. And so the matter that was brought up during the last discussion actually turned out to be not true. So nonetheless, staff does continue to recommend denial of the request. This is an existing non-conforming parcel, and creation of such parcels does not necessarily convey development rights. With that, I'm happy to answer any further questions.
Any questions of staff, please?
Can you go into any greater detail about the history of the flag lot?
Unfortunately, we weren't able to find a great deal of history about what happened here. It is my understanding that at some point, this particular row of parcels was similar to what you see here, the parcel identified with the number 8, lot 25. They were two kind of very narrow, deep lots, both of them. And at some point, they began to, in essence, have these cutouts. So the history is very cloudy here.
Okay. Any other
questions? You're confident that there is no conveyance of an easement?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Who's here to speak for the petitioner this morning? Anyone?
Hello, everybody. Nice to see you again.
Say your name for the record, please.
Reed Peacock.
Okay, and morning, address, please, Mr. Pika.
1612 Hendry Ave.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
Well,
I forgot to swear you in. Raise your right hand, please. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you out?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Last time we were here, I was seeking the two variances, one for the minimum lot size and also a rear setback up 10 foot opposed to 25 foot. When we were here last, a gentleman named Alex came up and said that he had access. You know, he believed through my two lots to his lot, that flag lot shown. This was not accurate. He has since apologized. I paid my attorney to do a title search on the lot, and she confirmed that there is no easement or has never been an easement. My two lots and that flag lot used to all be owned by the same owner. And years ago, it was separated into three multiple parcels. And, you know, it never had an access easement to it over my two properties. So Alex apologized. And I also offered him to buy the lot from them for, you know, any monies that they had spent purchasing the lot to get them out of their situation. And I worked with Mr. Morrow. We had a meeting here one morning to look at what access to that lot might look like through mine. And it was just not feasible. There's just not enough room to get building materials through the 10-foot sliver of land that touches the back corner of my lot. And it would also, just having a road go across my lot wouldn't be very good for me. I'd have someone driving across my front yard, you know, whenever they wanted to at any hour of the day. So it was just not feasible. And up to yesterday, they hadn't accepted my offer. So that's where we were at.
All right. Any other questions by board for Mr. Peacock?
No, sir.
All right. So things haven't gotten any better since last.
Well, we found out that he didn't have any access to an offer to purchase it from him. They were not interested in talking to me. So.
Okay.
And I also have gotten my permit from the health department. As of last time we met, the health department has issued me a permit to install a septic tank on that lot and to construct a home.
Okay.
And we're looking at a proposed building plan?
No, ma'am, this isn't the proposed building plan. I have proposed a building plan to do a garage apartment. This is a site plan that I had done. It shows the general residence with the 10-foot rear setback variance shown. The existing driveway on the bottom right-hand corner of the screen here, you know, that's existing for access to the lot. I also have not only one drain field, room for one drain field, but it's been designed to have a secondary drain field if the first one were total failure.
Because that driveway comes across property that you own, the assumption is that there would be no difficulty transporting building materials?
No, ma'am, there will not be. I also have the lot has an easement to it across my property, but it is a actual easement for 17-foot access and utilities, fettered access easement to that lot. So
that easement transferable?
To the best of my knowledge, it's transferable. When I bought the lots, the easements were in place. Now I bought them both separately. So I bought the lot. It had access to it via an easement over 1612 Hendry Avenue, which just happens to be at my other residence at this point.
The point of doing this is that you'll have a rental property?
The point of this is so that I can build a home for myself. That will leave me with two properties there. And yes, ma'am, I do intend to rent out my current 1612 home, you know, once I move into that back house.
Excuse me. Can it please turn on the mic?
You mean I wasn't loud enough?
We have to be recorded, so.
Nobody's ever told me that before. Do you need me to repeat any questions?
No, that's okay. Fine.
Thank you. I'm done.
Any other questions from anyone on the board?
Just curious, the setback for the 10 feet, you mentioned that you went out to the site and determined that you could not access the other lot within 10 feet of space between at all.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I could explain to you, my neighbor to the left who I've spoken with, he's uninterested in selling any of his land. What's there now is a metal gated fence that runs down the left-hand side of my property. And at this corner, I'm not sure if you can see this mouse, but there's a fence right here at this pin. This is the 10-foot section that they were claiming to have access through. And it's 10 foot. I mean, you couldn't drive a concrete truck through there to make this turn here even. You know, you'd have to come way over here to make that tight turn. And it's not feasible. There's also power lines back here and other things, and this neighbor's uninterested in selling any land. So just with that little spot of access. But they never had access regardless. It was never a thing. The properties haven't been connected by owner for decades.
And still no indication why they would have subdivided this.
I'm not sure. There was a lot of subdivision going on, people making new lots. And, you know, I believe my two parcels were subdivided and someone purchased them and put an easement on this back lot to get access from Hendry Ave. And the other person who owned that flag lot, they inherited the lot through someone passing away. And then I believe they also passed away, and that's why the taxes went unpaid on it. And then the people who came in last time claiming that they had access, they purchased it from the tax records, and they didn't do very good due diligence, in my opinion. And, you know, there's no access to that lot.
And who actually closed that transaction? Don't answer that question, but
okay.
You got title insurance on this property?
I have title insurance, yes, sir.
I have to say, Mr. Peacock, the whole thing just really baffles me. I mean, I can't figure out how the closing took place. I can't figure out how you got title insurance, how the septic permit was issued. But if you say you have all that documentation, I mean, we know that things get wonky the further back into county records you go. So I appreciate your dilemma.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Is there, do you have anything else, Mr. Peacock?
No, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this matter this morning? Would you come up to the podium, please, and state your name and address for me, please.
I'm Raymond Kasarowski. I live at 1509 Hendry Avenue.
All right. Ray, you're going to spell that last name for me, please.
Kasarowski.
All right. Have you signed in?
Yes.
All right. Would you raise your right hand for me, please? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Absolutely.
All right. You have the floor. Thank you.
So I'm not really here to oppose or approve, or I just want more information. So I have property in the area, which, you know, I have to build on it. And if these variances are granted, does that extend to all of us? It's properties in the same area.
No, sir. It would be specific to this particular property.
Okay. That's kind of the main reason I came. I just wanted to observe and see how this process works.
Okay.
And by the looks of it, though, when I saw that thing up there, I didn't understand why the front 200 feet are this big and the back 100 feet is that big on that drawing. It almost appears like plans are to build a second, third house on the same lot. But I don't know. I'm not here to speculate.
Where do you live in relation to this lot?
Okay. It's not on the map.
Okay.
I own property that's within the circle.
Okay. If you don't live there, you just own it. All right.
No, I had a house there and a builder came in and he was going to remodel it for my wife and I before we got married, and he completely ruined it. And then kids went in there and they burnt it.
Okay.
While it was uninsured. So I had a big, 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 huge lot. Anyways.
All right. I'm sorry. Do you have any other comments this morning?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that easement too, because the Carneys had that property and Myra Howell had that other property and they were brother and sister. And it doesn't seem like you'd put a 17 foot wide easement and not have it turn. The property I live on is on the other side of Hendry Avenue. And on paper, it said we had a 10 foot wide easement, but on the ground, it was 18 and it opened up to 22. And so a new owner came along, absentee owner. And he was renting it out. And he got this idea up his head that he was going to put a fence right down my driveway and cut me back to 10 feet. And same situation. I mean, you know, ambulances, fire engines, building materials, 10 feet is not a very adequate access. It should have been like it is. So anyways, we had probably spent $7,000 with attorneys to get it changed to where it's 18 feet at the driveway entrance, 220 feet down, it's 22 feet. So, you know, that 17 foot easement, when I look at it on that paper you folks sent me in the mail, looks like it would have went all the way to the back, but I'm not a title search person.
My only conclusion about this neighborhood is that easements weren't properly considered and documented.
When they had horse and carriage,
yeah, well,
the 10-foot easement was fine. When I moved there, Hendry and Old Montgomery were dirt roads. And a lot of the area beyond Old Montgomery going back towards the gun club and the lake were also dirt. All of that was dirt roads back there. You know, now they're paved. People go 50 miles an hour, and I digress. We have cars wrecked on Hendry Avenue all the time. They run into our mailboxes. They run into each other's cars. They roll cars over on a street that's only 60 feet wide.
Okay. Any other questions this morning? Any other comments, please?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else who'd like to comment involving this matter? Hearing none, then the record is closed as far as evidence is concerned. Do we have any discussion from the board on this matter? Okay. Then do I hear a motion to approve or disapprove the requested variances?
Mr. Chairman, with great reluctance, I move that we approve the petitioner's request for the variance. And when I say with great reluctance, it's for the reasons that we've all heard presented. It's all just, it's very confusing. There's a lot of mishmash and back and forth that is historic in nature. But if, in fact, the title is clear, if, in fact, the closing was properly executed, and if, in fact, the granting of a septic tank permit has been issued, and if, in fact, the easement between the two properties is transferable, then I move that we grant the petitioner's request.
All right. Do I hear a second on that motion? I hear none. Okay. Then, did you have something to say? No.
What? I will second exactly what she said.
So you're going to second that motion. All right. We have a motion which has been placed on the floor and been seconded to approve the variance. Then, excuse me. Then I'm going to ask for a roll call vote, please, starting on my left. Your vote is? We have an aye vote. We have an aye vote.
Aye.
Chairman votes nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
And nay. That is a what? 4-2 vote to pass the variance. It is passed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a tough one.
Hindsight, I would have loved to have had copies of the closing documents.
I'm going to default to my lawyering every time. All right. The second matter on the agenda this morning is 782 King George Boulevard, the establishment of a special use. Okay. May we hear from staff on this matter?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair, members of the board, this is a request to establish use number 50 according to the Chatham County Zoning Ordinance at 782 King George Boulevard. This board is given the responsibility of determining the appropriateness of certain uses where they may not necessarily be permissible by right, but under certain circumstances, they may be acceptable at particular locations. And so the subject property is zoned PUD C, and that is in essence because of its location off of a collector. And so off of collectors and arterials, the county zoning ordinance requires, in essence, that all of those sites be planned. The subject parcel is fully developed at present as about a 9,400 square foot, I believe it was an Ace Hardware. Nonetheless, it was a commercial structure that was constructed back in 2002. And there is a 1,400 square foot storage shed that is at the rear of the property. It currently has 31 parking spaces that were dedicated to this particular parcel, but there are 13 adjoining spaces that are likely to be available at various points should the proposed restaurant use require additional parking. And so staff at this point would like to enter the staff report into the record for all of those details. Again, the subject parcel is fully developed, and the requested use is likely to generate a similar traffic pattern as the previous use, unlikely to be detrimental in essence because it's fully developed. And for those reasons, staff does recommend approval of the requested restaurant use. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions of staff from the board to begin with? One request from the chair. When we have different matters like this coming before the board, I'd like to see if someone can cut and paste a particular ordinance to give to us and just attach it to the materials. I had to go hunting, and it took me 15 or 20 minutes to find a particular ordinance here. And it is what you say, but I'd like to make it a little easier for the board to review the particular ordinances in play. Okay.
Just to be sure, are we referring to
the special use
4-5.2?
Right.
Okay.
It's out of the ordinary. We don't ordinarily see these types of requests. And,
okay.
And I had to go running and looking to see what my authority was.
Not a problem.
It would be nice just to, instead of someone just summarizing the ordinance, just attach it.
Okay.
So we can take a look at it. All right.
Not a problem.
All right. No question for the board, for staff. All right. Hearing none, who is here to speak for the petitioner?
I'm Jay Maupin with Maupin Engineering. I'm agent for the petitioners, and we have the Streeters here, the restaurant owners, as well as some other supporters of theirs.
All right. Now, who is going to speak this morning?
Well, we should all probably raise our hands.
All right. Just everybody raise your right hands at the same time, please. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right. Let me just do mass swearing in this morning. How about that? Go ahead, Mr. Moffitt.
Interestingly enough, this is, I did the original construction plans on this project back 20, 25 years ago when it was a true value for Mr. Johnny. And he has subsequently retired. I actually live in this area about a mile away from here, and I'm very excited to see it being reused in the community. And, it's, as a resident of Georgetown, I'm very happy to see another restaurant coming to Georgetown as well. They're relocating from Bloomingdale, and it is a mom and pop organization. It's actually going to be a meat and two vegetable kind of restaurant with a bar attached to it. So, I'm very excited, that it's coming. We also have some other letters in the packet of support. And the reason we're here before you is the, petition for the drink service by the glass. And I have to admit, I did have a little back and forth with Yolanda and Marcus over there at the zoning department, because my interpretation of the zoning ordinance is very convoluted. The zoning ordinance, the way it is, that the PUDC references the PUDB and then references the BN and the BC, and it's quite a thing. But it generally falls under whether you consider this a BC zoning or a BN zoning. But all that being said, we would like your support, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. I think staff has done a nice job with the report.
Any questions, Mr. Maupin? All right. Who's up first?
Unless you have any specific questions, you know.
That's fine.
Good morning, guys. My name is James Streeter.
Address, please.
10 Pylon Avenue.
All Savannah. Right. Where is that, Savannah?
Yes, sir. Right there off of Buckhalter.
All right. Very good.
We went into business. I'm a full-time worker for Maersk. I'm a regional manager on Maersk, but we decided that we wanted to open up our own, you know, security for our family and stuff. So we opened up a bar and a restaurant in Bloomingdale. And then we decided that we wanted to be a little closer and in town. So we found this place here. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to open up a place where people can come in and have a good time. There's going to be pool tables, karaoke. It's going to be an area where you can come in and sit down and actually eat dinner and stuff and just have a community. I used to live over in Georgetown, so I like the area myself. Right. But other than that, it's just like I said, we're just going to be a family-oriented kind of facility, you know, offering some entertainment for people and some dinner. Come have sit down and enjoy yourself.
Okay. Questions? No? Yeah. What you going to serve?
Man, we got pork chops, fried pork chops, steak. We got potatoes. Anything pretty much you want. I mean, we got wings, hamburgers, even normal bar food. But then, like I said, we wanted to make sure that somebody come in and actually sit down and eat a steak, you know. What do you want to call them? The fried pork chops, mashed potatoes, green beans, you know, just kind of home cooking, you know, where you ain't got to constantly always just go home and make it yourself and stop by.
Okay. You going to be open 7 days a week or?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I have a quick question, which may not sound particularly relevant, but how do you anticipate staffing this? Because, you know, we're seeing restaurants close.
We already have staffing. We're bringing it from our other facility.
You're raiding it from your
We're bringing
own?
Our
oh, bringing,
other.
Sorry.
Yes. We already have a general manager. We already have cooks. We already have bartenders that are just waiting for us to be approved so we can get open.
Okay. So you're closing the other.
Yes.
And coming to this location.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much. I thought you were opening a second restaurant.
No, ma'am.
I was going to say.
No, ma'am.
That could be
we're
like
way
the
out,
definition
we're
of
We're way
infinity.
Out in the boonies out there, and it's so now we're trying to get a little bit closer to town.
Gotcha.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Who's on deck?
Hi, I'm Amanda Streeter. I'm James's wife, also an owner.
All right. Same address. All right.
Yes.
Thank you. What you got to tell us this morning?
He covered pretty much most of it, but we do the good Southern home cooking, everything made from scratch. Cabbage, Brussels sprouts, you know, stuff that you don't get very often anywhere around here, pretty much. I think we went to Outback last night and seen Brussels sprouts, but it was like a $3 upcharge. And it'll be ready available on our menu. The stuff we like to cook at home, that's what the kind of stuff that we want to offer.
Okay. Very good. All right. Is this going to have a sports bar type atmosphere?
It's not really. It's kind of a mix of everything. We'll have TVs to have sports.
Okay.
We're probably 7-9 TVs to have sports.
Okay.
We'll have the pool tables, dart boards. We have a dining area. Everything, trying to offer a little bit of everything to everyone.
And it's not going to be one of those places I go into and every square inch is a television screen and it's overwhelming
no.
sensory overload.
No.
Okay. Because I don't like those places.
No. I'm not a huge sports bar fan, but we do have a lot of clientele that do like their sports, so we will cater to them as well.
Understood. Just so long as Georgia on.
Yeah. It's just us. We're mostly family operated. Don't listen to him.
Any other questions? All right. Who's on deck?
Good morning, everybody.
Your name is?
My name is Dwayne, retired Master Gunnery Sergeant Dwayne Parker.
And you live where, sir?
I'm just here to support my family.
Okay.
Basically. And, all right. Oh, we live in Rankin, Georgia.
You live in Rankin?
Yeah, 104 Buckfield Drive.
So do you work for these people?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Okay. So they're going to make you commute now, huh?
I don't mind though. I've been a patron of theirs for a very long time, good friends, and basically, you know, they're like family, and we would do anything for them, and we try to, you know, we just want to support them, basically, and be good friends. That's what life's all about, isn't it?
Do you eat their food?
I do.
Okay.
And I'm also a Georgia fan.
All right. Thank you, sir. And last but not least. Okay. Name and address, please.
Name is Dawn Parker, and my address is the same as my husband's, 104 Buckfield Drive, Rincon, Georgia. And just to follow through, he is a very picky eater, so the fact that he eats the food at Streeters is great. And just like you said, you know, we've become family with James and Mandy, and we would follow them to the ends of the earth and support them as family and friends should. So, and we're just excited to see them grow. And thank you for your time.
You know, it's a pleasure to hear. Absolutely. Folks that will come and support you like this, it speaks volumes. It really does.
We had a big Thanksgiving kind of Streeters family gathering up there.
And part of the Streeters family, all of our clothes. Tight-knit clientele. We don't
call customers. Okay. Well, when do you plan on being open? I have to tell you that my mother was the youngest of 11. Kids that grew up on a farm, and they're all Southern cooks. So I'm very picky too. So when I come, okay, and I will, to enjoy some good Southern food that you don't always get around here.
And maybe we should have a meeting out there.
Maybe we should. That's a good idea. All right. All right, any questions from the board? Hearing none, the record is closed. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
We have a motion on the floor to approve. Let me see what exactly. This request for permission to establish uses for alcoholic beverages, malt beer, or wine by the drink. Is that correct, staff? That's it? Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Do I hear a voice vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Go forward and cook well, please.
Thank you guys.
Feed the masses. And the massive, too. All right. Staff, do we have any more business this morning?
Thankfully, no, sir.
Okay. All right. Hearing none, we are adjourned.